Educators, activists, and lawmakers spoke out against the Education Achievement Authority at a forum hosted by the Ann Arbor Teachers Union. They believe the effort to reform schools starting in Detroit is plagued with a variety of ills. They say Detroit public schools had major issues, but the EAA is actually worse. Camila Harbin is an Eastern Michigan University graduate student and was a substitute teacher at Bethune K-8 school. Harbin says 45 kids in one classroom and with other problems isn't a good environment to learn.
Because of the ratio of students and the computers not working, and there was a lot of constant chaos. So as a teacher, you really felt like you were just a prison guard.
Critics are afraid lawmakers will continue to expand the program, despite the fact students have been leaving EAA schools in Detroit. State Representative Jeff Irwin says he hopes some Republican lawmakers will continue to at least work against further expansion.
A number of my Republican colleagues decided to not support that because what they were hearing from their superintendents in West Michigan, superintendents in Oakland County.
Many at the forum, however, say Eastern Michigan University's Board of Regents hold the key to stopping the EAA since their agreement helped create the authority. Eastern Michigan University professor Steve Cameron says alumni and others need to push the regents to act.
I think that our Board of Regents need to see the reality of what's happening instead of the dog and pony show that gets shown every time they might encounter the EAA officials. I think our Board of Regents have to act responsibly, supporting our graduates over the TFA recruits, and sever this agreement. They have
Ann Arbor Education Authority officials say supporters of the EAA were invited to the forum, but none came. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.